Activation number 12 today. This is going to be a transformational activation. And the symbology is going to be that of the monarch butterfly. So we're going to call in the spirit of the butterfly kingdom, namely the monarch, beautiful butterfly. We're going to do a little time travel. Okay, we're going to call on all of your divine helpers, and especially for your inner child to cuddle up with you in the fetal position and to be 100% a part of this very unique activation. In the beautiful trees of Asheville. Right, we're going to call forth the Arcturian High Council to bring forth very precise healing frequencies for your mind-body. And the Palladian High Council for a little wisdom. We're going to call forth the Hathors from the Dal universe and the Kumaras and the Venusian energies, Sanat Kumara, Lady Venus, and all the Kumaras on the earth plane to come forward and assist and support each of you in this journey to transformation. You're going to call forth the Christ family and the archangels and angelics of the transformational process and experience, symbolized by the butterfly clan. We're going to call forth Gaia to bring forth her loving and supportive presence for your body. And all noises you may hear in the background will simply aid in going deeper and deeper into your experience tonight. Call forth your guardian angel. Call forth your soul group so that they may also experience this. And we're going to call forth any and all of your family members and ancestors and pets that wish to also experience this with you. We call you forth to take your place within this room on the inner dimensions. Now, we're going to call forth the symbology of the butterfly that will appear to you in a way that your heart can understand the symbology. And you're going to keep your focus on this symbology throughout this inner journey. Become one with this symbology. Breathing deeply to the body, allowing the body to go into a state of suspended animation, where the brain becomes very still and quiet, as well as the heart. Now, energetically, your etheric body is also going to be in this fetal position. This is the replica of your physical body. And all the rest of your subtle bodies are going to, shall we say, line up in a fetal position. So that all aspects of you can experience this transformation. Breathing deeply into the body, relaxing the forehead, relaxing the toes, the fingers, relaxing the muscles in your neck, allowing the shoulders to become very soft. And we're going to ask all of the tension in your body to relax for a moment so that it too can enjoy this experience. Continue to breathe very softly through the body. Allowing the brain to become very quiet. Feel the earth supporting your body. We're going to call forth the nature kingdom to support this activation for you. Your animal allies. Now, we're going to disengage from the physical world and your physical body. Your body will be safe here. Your guardian angel will protect your body. Gonna let the soul move into a brand new dimensional awareness of the power of transformation. So imagine now, as you disengage from the world and everything that's going on in your life, letting go of everything that's holding you down upon the earth. All worries, concerns, obligations, responsibilities, duties, commitments. Allow the body to simply relax and be. Now, we're going to ask your soul spirit to leave this earth plane, in a matter of speaking, and to move into the higher interdimensional levels to a place that is uniquely new and different that will initiate the highest and most awesome experience that your mind body can receive. Using the archetype of the monarch butterfly as a catalyst, now allow your awareness to move into a very dark cave somewhere in deep inner space. Allow yourself to move to the entrance of this cave, and you're going to, with your awareness, without any flashlights or any tools to light the way, you're going to feel with all of your senses. You're going to feel into the cave to find your perfect birthing spot. And this darkness represents the womb of the Great Mother. You can ask the archetype of the monarch butterfly to give you some pointers on how to find in the darkness your birthing space, location. So imagine that you're following the butterfly telepathically, using your heart. And when you find this perfect spot within this cave that represents resurrection and rebirth and the power of transformation, it is completely black in this cave, but you are sensing a presence in this space. This is the presence of the butterfly. And it's going to show you the correct fetal position energetically for you to place your soul body into. And the temperature in this cave is just right for your energy body. The cave is completely quiet. There's no sound but that of you and the butterfly in this cave. Now, when you are ready, in the fetal position, you're going to do a series of deep breaths that represents your willingness to undergo this experience of transformation. You are now going to be cocooned in this darkness or this blackness within this cave that's very quiet and cut off from the rest of creation in a sense. It is symbolic of the womb of the earth, Mother, that's going to birth you in a new way, in a new light. So allow yourself to settle in and just simply be as quiet as you can be. And allow the silence to lead your journey. Into what is possible. You're going to feel energies moving through your soul body. You're going to begin to feel realignments, literally a reconstruction of your spiritual anatomy. Going deeper into the silence. Your awareness is being cocooned. With the fabric of transformation and resurrection. Just simply continue to be very still and silent. Continue to drop deep into the silence. Dropping even deeper into the stillness. very deep within your soul. Is a flame called the resurrection flame that is igniting deep within you. The flame of resurrection and rebirth. It's a very small flame, and little by little it's going to expand and become more intense. It will expand according to your ability to receive, staying in the state of stillness as you begin to feel the gentle burn of this flame deep within you, deep within the core of your being. Allow this flame to move through all 144,000 levels of your beingness. And it is touching the very core of your blind spot. Your shadow aspect, the depths of your unconsciousness, of where you fell asleep. Allow this flame to begin to activate the remembrance of who you are going to be at the end of this activation. Allow this flame that is deep within you, that is growing and becoming and expanding, to touch all unconscious levels of resistance to change. Allow this flame to touch all levels within that are unconscious and asleep. Allow this flame to ignite the memory of who you really are and why you came to the earth. Allow this flame to burn away all illusions in the mind. And all points of reference that are no longer relevant in your new life that is about to emerge from the depths of the womb of the Great Mother. allow this flame that is deep within to begin to burn away all illusions of self. The symbology of the butterfly that is still with you in this experience. It's going to show you how to move from this cocooning into the light and into your new body of expression, not only in the world, but in the galaxy and the cosmos. The butterfly will show you a way to release your old body and to move into your new body of light, illumination, empowerment. And this butterfly archetype is going to show you how to move through the different bardo states of death and rebirth. But from a quantum perspective, the laying down of the old, including the memories, and moving into the new, trusting in the great void of all possibilities. So when you're ready to drop that old body, the old ways, the old habits, and to embrace the new, to embrace the unknown, to embrace all the possibilities of who you are in this world, in the galaxy, in the universe, the solar system, and the greater cosmos. Then signal to the butterfly that you are ready now to make your ascension into your new life. And simply allow. when you are ready, awaken into the light. Embrace the light. Embrace the light of your being. Begin to embrace your new world. Allow your higher self now to begin to gently guide you back to your new body in this room. Imagine that you are very gently sliding into the energy field of your new body here in this room, physically. And you're going to anchor your new body of light with the Earth Mother. Now you'll be given instructions by your higher self as you move into your new life, how to gently integrate this experience over time. This is a gradual awakening. This is a layered experience. This is a very deep initiation of whose ramifications will last years into your future, if not future lifetimes. Wherever they may be. Allow your vocal cords to adjust to these new frequencies. Allow your eyes and your ears to adjust. Allow the brain and the nervous system to adjust. Allow your endocrine system to adjust. And as with each major incarnation, with each major correction, with each major initiation, comes a new set of guides and teachers and mentors. And a new curriculum. So you'll be downloaded in divine right timing, your next steps guided and dictated by your higher self regarding how to integrate this experience over time into your daily life. Maintaining your uniqueness. Maintaining your creativity. Okay, begin to gently breathe. Feeling the power of the butterfly within you. Feeling the effects ongoing of your transformational journey and the birthing of a new aspect of you that has never been on this planet. So when you're ready, tell your brain it is time to wake up physically, that it is time to begin to gently sit up, and to adjust to these new frequencies, maintaining that place of stillness within, that place of power within you that is still. Gently stretch and yawn, remembering to sip some water. And just simply observe. Not engaging in anything, just simply observation of what is in this moment. Allow this transformational experience to continue until complete on all levels possible. Knowing that you are loved and supported, and you always have your team with you. Come into the now. And be the now. Be the living now. Blessings from Asheville.